Okay. This is May the 31st, 2020. And as I'm pondering what we have seen happen in our nation the past week, what I get from the Lord is this, because it's such a mess, is you haven't digressed, but you have progressed, and that's why you are a target. See, you're a target because you're effective and you're changing things, and that's the focus the Lord wants us to have, that we are winning, not losing. Doesn't matter what they do, because, you know, I heard something this week about the QAnon. They thought QAnon was a LARP. It was just a psyop. And when they found out the truth, it scared them so bad. And that's why you see the reaction. Satan's pulled out all the stops trying to get to take us down, but there's no way. It's not possible. It's just like Q says, it's not possible. They cannot stop what's coming. Do y'all realize we've stopped Satan's timeline? Yeah. We flat stopped it in its tracks, and I think it's up to us to continue that it will never rise again. I think it could if we relax. Yeah. I don't understand all of that, but because God wants His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we get in His will, then His kingdom comes. I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. If we side in with the enemy and we believe that the Antichrist is bigger and the devil's bigger and all this is bigger, and we give into that, oh, it has to be, then that's what'll be. This isn't set in stone, not yet. So it's up to us to get stronger and stronger. It's just like the Israelites going in and taking the giants off their land. The Lord said, whoever you leave behind will be pricks in your sides and thorns in your eyes, or maybe it's just the opposite, thorns in your side and pricks in your eyes. I know that's not maybe what you want to hear, but it is up to us. We have to continue to prevail and continue to stand strong and continue to not let the narrative cause us to lose heart and to give up hope and think, well, we're going down the tubes. It ain't ever going to be any better, because the whole world out there is saying that. A lot of them are Christians. So I just encourage you today. That's what I get. We just don't need to give up. We need to hit back harder than ever. It says Joshua took the whole land. Well, really, Joshua, the scripture says that, but he really didn't. There was a lot of ites left on their land. God said, if you leave them here, this bunch has to go down. They have to be totally knocked out. Mm-hmm. There can't be one seed left. And the Satan then has to be bound. Who binds the devil? We're waiting for the angel to get that devil and throw him in the pit. And the Lord says, I've given you the power to bind and loose. We need to quit acting so religious, end time doctrine religious. We need to think about who we are and what God has called us to do. And we need to act like it. We need to bind the devil at every turn. You know why the angels was able to bind the devil? Because we bound the devil. Okay.